Lieberman, by not denouncing anti-Semitism. Pelosi, and Dems make anti-Semitism acceptable. By Trent Baker on March 17, 2019. Former Senator Joe Lieberman, ICT, appeared Sunday on New York AM 970 Radio's The Cats Roundtable, and weighed in on Representative Ilhan Omar's DMN, anti-Semitism and the Democratic Party's poor response to her really grotesquely anti-Semitic remarks. Lieberman said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and the Democrats not denouncing her comments is not acceptable. The Democratic Party is not an anti-Jewish party, but there are some people in the party now, including in Congress, as we've seen from Congresswoman Omar, the new congresswoman from Minnesota, who were saying explicitly anti-Semitic things, Lieberman told host John Katzimatidis. To talk about Jews supporting Israel being guilty of dual loyalty. The reality is that most of the supporters of Israel in America are Christians. He continued, "TA are loyal to America, and they love Israel. The reason they do that is that the values of both countries, based on the Bible really, and based on the rule of law, are pretty much the same. No, the Democratic Party is not an anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic party. But I will tell you I didn't like the way the House of Representatives handled the response to the really grotesquely anti-Semitic remarks of Congresswoman Omar. Just uninformed and hurtful to people, and not what you'd expect from a young woman of her background, where she suffered discrimination herself. You've got to respond to it as it was fired at you, which is directly," he added. "And if you don't, then you begin to send a message that those hateful statements are acceptable. And that's not acceptable." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at MagnifyTrent.